This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is David. It's time for a quick hit. It's Sunday. Everyone having a good Sunday. Thank you all for listening to the Patreon yesterday. I'm sorry, tree huggers. I apologize to all of you. Look, it's just we go where the mood takes us and where the news is, and I just wanted to break down Luis Reales's Vinny Villa launch in LA this week and talk all about that. And, you know, I didn't have the nicest things to say, but I got to go with what I observe, right? Anyway, now Teresa and Luis are at Coachella. I mean, did you guys see this? They're there. And, you know, we're really saving the RHONJ talk just for Patreon. But could we just say, you saw them at Coachella and like they're there and Luis thinks everyone's taking a picture of himself, of him. And it's really, I mean, for Taylor Swift and Travis. And then Luis trying to get a selfie with Taylor in the background. Girl, stop fanning out. By the way, I mean, look, to each his own. And I wish everyone the best of luck in the world. And if Teresa and Luis want to go, I mean, it's so funny because last night I went out. And my friends were like, was it easy to get a dinner reservation? Because LA truly, truly, everyone in LA flocks to Coachella. You could not pay me. I mean, you could pay me. Sheena's there getting paid. So I guess if you were going to pay me, but you couldn't pay me to go to Coachella. Like, nothing sounds worse to me. Like, am I in an alternate Twilight Zone? But all of LA closes down, guys. All of it. Everybody's at Coachella. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to hold that thought. Anyway, let me tell you, so we learned that Kenya Moore is in on RHOA. You know, why can't I just look at something and just have a positive reaction? Why am I such a fucking troll? But I think, to me, this is where my crazy mind goes. It's like, didn't we know Kenya was coming back to RHOA? I mean, it wasn't announced. I just find it interesting that we announced Portia weeks and weeks and weeks ago, and now we announce Kenya Moore coming back to RHOA as if it's some big reveal. We announced that days after it's announced that BravoCon 2024 is canceled. I am actually doing an entire over an hour show on BravoCon being canceled and what I think it means for the future of Housewives, the future of Bravo. And I'm going one franchise at a time and just giving my opinion on which ones are okay, like as far as I see a future here, which ones I feel are on life support and which ones I think are truly, let's not forget we have a Dallas franchise that doesn't exist anymore. So I'm going to go franchise by franchise and say which ones are thriving, which ones are on life support, in which ones it's time to call it time of death. And truly, I think like they will be calling it and that franchise will be canceled. I don't know. It's great that Kenya's coming back. It wasn't official, just like Robin Dixon being fired from Potomac is not official at this point. But I just think it's funny that that was the big announcement days after BravoCon 2024 being put off, canceled. I don't buy it. I think it's like a distractor. And now there's the rumors, which also, I mean, we said that on this show here for months. I predicted that Drew would come back and that Sheree wouldn't. It seems like that's now gaining traction and that Sheree's future is not likely and Drew's is. I could have told you that. I mean, Drew just will do anything, but she's got a lot going on. They did really kind of toy with maybe revamping it a la New York style, which hasn't been like the most successful for them. So here we are. So I don't know. I don't know by Atlanta. Speaking of franchises that it might be time to call it, time of death, and the future just might be very uncertain. Potomac, I mean, this Potomac reunion is everyone watching? Everyone up on the Potomac reunion? I mean, this is just a mess. I mean, Andy starts by saying, like, we hope that we can have all these people reconciled by the end of it. It's a cast fractured. It's never good when you can't come back from where you are. Andy looks so bored. Now we get into this whole thing. I mean, you guys have all reacted online. I mean, Giselle, here we go again, Jizzy Jizz. Giselle, Robin, people are now blaming Wendy and Candace for starting this whole fight with this Fraggle Rock. Biatch, Deborah, that Ashley brought. No one is blaming Ashley for bringing her friend Deborah. Everyone's blaming Wendy and Candace. So that has incited you guys. Now we have a discussion on the stage of colorism. We've had the discussion of colorism before. Andy isn't really jumping in to defend Wendy and or Candace. And here we go with Giselle getting away with absolute murder again, trying not to talk about anything in her life and to keep her paycheck. So you guys are not happy. Everyone seems to be Team Candace. I mean, Candace is getting blamed for this. And after, I don't know if you saw the comment on Twitter where Candace is like, you can all have this. Like, I'm out. I think Wendy is over being up there. I mean, this show is a total fucking mess. And this is not, it's not fun to watch. This is like the real life stuff that y'all went and ran away from in season 13 with my good friend, Ebony K. Williams. So, I mean, where do we go from here? And if we're going to have this discussion, let's have it. I mean, which was Wendy's point. Like, we're dipping in and out and having this for 3 minutes. But Andy don't seem to be defending anyone. Andy seems bored. Candace is being blamed for this smackdown with Deborah. And Wendy's the only one kind of coming to her defense. And Giselle is just sitting there saying to herself, thank God it's not about me. I think, again, Karen Huger is trying. She sees, the hefty six-figure check slipping away. I think we're in for a major pause on Potomac. I think Potomac is in more trouble than any other franchise at this point. I mean, they have to figure this shit out. They have to figure this shit out. Atlanta, I mean, they're figuring it out, but I mean, man, Atlanta better come back for something good. Or this is, I don't think Portia's divorce from Simon. Yes, I don't know if you saw this. Fallon, Simon's ex, was out with the hot dog king the other night, kind of saying like a fuck you to Portia. But that alone isn't, no, we're not going to get Fallon on Real Housewives of Atlanta. That alone isn't going to keep next season interesting. So I have high hopes for Atlanta. It was the juggernaut, but I don't know. I think Potomac is in trouble, and watching this reunion is cringeworthy because so many things are being handled wrong. And I think everyone just up there looks blindsided and they're watching this whole franchise slip away. Rinna, Lisa Rinna, and Kathy, they were out. We had a benefit here in LA. For cancer awareness, women's cancer awareness. Crystal was there, so was Kyle, Kathy, and Rinna. Kathy and Rinna took a picture together. Things move on in Hollywood, guys. Things move on. So,
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
They're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
They looked hunky-dory, as we shall say. And you all come for Rinna based on her appearance, saying she had too much fillers. She agrees. The fillers are being dissolved. She's in a new ad with her daughter for Marc Jacobs. I don't know if you saw that. I believe it was with Delilah Bell. I don't know. I like Rinna. You know, they're rebooting Melrose Place. Well, they're trying to. Heather Locklear, Daphne Zuniga, and Laura Layton are shopping it around. They're all headed to 90s Con in Florida in September. I will be there. I have no fucking idea where it is. I think it's Tampa. I hope it's in Tampa. I really enjoy Tampa, Florida, and I really do not enjoy Orlando. So I hope it's in Tampa. Heather Locklear might be there, but if there's a Melrose Place reboot, will Rinna join? I don't know. I think Rinna will feel like she's above it, but she should join. I'm not even sure the thing is going to be greenlit. Both incarnations of 902 coming back. One was kind of successful. The other one failed. We tried Melrose. I don't know how that's going to go, but I am all for them shopping around a Melrose Place reboot. And if there ever was going to be one, Heather Locklear being attached will help that. I just don't think it's going to be greenlit, but I am going to go to 90s Con. And Lisa Rinna, you better be on the Melrose Place a reboot because you're acting Mommy Meanest. Got to check that out on Lifetime. Sheena Shea says that, yeah, things are still not great with her and Ariana. She attended her second. She went at the beginning of the season, the beginning of her run on Chicago. She just went to see Ariana again to close out her time on Chicago. Says they did not speak after. Well, girl, you got on a plane. Did she get on a plane and fly 3,000 miles, or was she already here for Watch What Happens? Regardless, they didn't really speak after. Sheena said it's harder after the reunion to be close to Ariana. We all know where Lala feels about Ariana. Lala wants the paycheck. Lala's going to single-handedly give us his season 11. Thank you, Lala Kent. Jax has spoken out and said, what the hell? We all know he called Vanderpump scripted. We know that he has apologized since. Meaning that Lisa Vanderpump and the network probably called him and said, girl, do you want the Valley to be successful? You're on thin ice. These people are making way more than you and the show is successful. Your Valley is like hanging on each week. It's doing okay, but girl, don't you be criticizing our hit here. So, I mean, I don't think Jax just woke up and had a conscience. I think the network called and said, girl, you better apologize. And he stuck his tail up his ass and between his legs and apologized for calling it scripted. But, he also said that, you know, what the hell is up with Sheena Shea and why is she always out and she's never home with baby Summer Moon? She's keeping Brock at home with Summer Moon. And why is she in Chicago seeing Ariana? Well, Sheena got very upset, fought back tears when she responded to this, you know, that she cannot believe. And she says she is a good mother, that she stays home with Miss Moon. And when Miss Moon goes to bed at 9 p.m., she goes out and she's out for work. She's at Coachella right now and she's there for work. She is posting for, like, I think for Smirnoff Ice saying paid partnership, blah, blah, blah. But she said, you know, be careful, Jax, be careful, because I'll talk about your deep, dark secrets. And then she says, it is about the pasta with Jax. James says it is not about the pasta, but with Jax, Sheena says it is about the pasta. And we all know pasta means cocaine. That is what it means in the Vander regions. And so this is not the first time we've heard on this podcast that Jax loves the pasta, aka cocaine. That is what Sheena is implying. And she's also saying, be careful. The same way, you know, now we learn that Michelle on the Valley has a deep, dark secret. I'm still loving Kristen on the show. I really love Kristen Doty. I think she makes great TV. Miss Janet, though, she's one to watch, you guys. Still liking the Valley, not loving it, confused, trying to figure it out. If y'all cancel it and never watch it again, I would understand. I'm torn, my guys. I'm torn. Bethany Frankel, Miss Frankel, Frankel. She is rebranding. You know, here is the thing. I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself in a sense. I was going down a road recently. I'll give you this much. I was going down a road to do a side hustle project with Two Housewives, like a second podcast. And some incarnation of that might happen. There was one housewife involved who became a little too high maintenance. And I'm like, I don't need to be a part of this. But the point is, the point I am trying to make, and the side thing, that's a whole nother story, but it wasn't going to take me away from this. But my point is, if you have something that is working properly, you don't shift courses all the time. It's working. If the train ain't broke, don't fix it. We're in season 11 of Vanderpump Rules. Here we are. But, you know, tweak it maybe. But Bethany has revised this fucking podcast so many times. I honestly and truly cannot keep up between Rewives and Just Be and this and that. Now we have Just Be Divorced. Now, here's the thing that nobody seems to understand. When you don't have a podcast and then you do or you make a change, it pushes you to the top of the charts. Like, if I started this second podcast with these two housewives, we'd be like number one on the charts. Like, we'd come out number one. But because the way the charts work, it's the differential. So I'm not going to bore everyone with this. But the point is, if you have zero downloads and then the next week you have 5,000 downloads, you will be higher on the charts than if someone has 90,000 downloads and the next week they have 90,001, because the differential delta change is not that great. So everyone kind of comes out at number one, top of the charts, number four. That doesn't mean anything. But Bethany has come out, you know, look, maybe it will be interesting. Are we excited to hear about Just Be Bethany's divorce? I take it as like, okay, like in business, you should always be reinventing yourself. And I don't know. I'm just like, if it's one successful podcast, wouldn't it be working? We all know she says she's now the problem and she canceled herself and she won't talk about housewives anymore. Girl, it just didn't work for you, you know? And no shade to Bethany, because I actually really like Bethany. But I don't know. Do we want to hear the Just Be divorce? I mean, I guess it's interesting. I did see this video where she's going through things and she's flipping the pages. And I mean, she has all her notes. I mean, I write just like her. I mean, if you look at these notes, my notes are just as crazy. So maybe it's interesting. I mean, you know, talking about breaking NDAs. And I just am like, how does Brynn feel about this? And it's no shade. It's just like, I imagine she had a talk with Brynn about this, about like, I'm going to be talking all about your father. And it really makes me wonder, does Brynn have any relation with Jason Hoppe anymore? Like, I mean, I know, like, I know how it all worked out, but like, does she want to see her father anymore? It's truly a question. I don't know. And maybe we are interested in Bethany's divorce, I guess. Are we interested? I don't know. Listen, any hot take that she says is going to be out there on, you know, Reality Blurb. We love Reality Blurb. Thank you, Moni. Moni covers this show, our podcast. So we love Reality Blurb. We are always in Reality Blurb and we love them. And by the way, you either get covered or you don't. I mean, there's no favors here. So I guess we say things that get us into Reality Blurb. But I don't know. I'll just read it there. Anything that the highlights, I mean, I'm not going to listen. Katie has now come out and has a total different set of circumstances. When she was at the iHeart Awards with Rachel Levis, she said she saw Rachel was so nervous getting out of her car and did not want to approach. She then goes on to say, which is totally different than what Rachel said. And Katie says, you know, oh, I saw I was on the worst dress list. You had to post that. That's your big comeback. Clap back at me. Learn how to clap back. Then she says she wasn't paying attention at all to Rachel, Miss Levis, and then quotes every move that she made. So Katie, girl, figure it out. I don't know, guys. I don't know. So what are we liking? What are we liking on Bravo these days? You know, when Potomac ends before Jersey starts, this will be the first time in years that we have no housewives on our TV. I think it's going to be a nice little break because you can all come here. But for 3 weeks until Jersey starts, we have no housewives. And then we have, I've asked this before. I mean, I don't know. Does the trailer for the second season of Dubai look good? Sure. I mean, it does. I don't know, guys. I mean, I'm not excited to watch Dubai. I'm not. Should I get excited? Is everyone excited? If you want me to be excited, I could be excited. We're not going to be recapping it. We'll be talking about it here. We are going to be recapping Jersey every single week, only on Patreon. You know, that is the one where I go wild and I take it in lots of different directions. And we have a lot of Jersey guests coming up, which will be on the main feed, most likely. So join Patreon right now. That's really it. Nothing really else going on. Kathy has, when at the event, they asked Kathy and Kyle about the future of RJBH. Same thing. Kathy's open to returning, blah, blah, blah. We don't know what's going to happen. I think everyone else is going to come back. And I still think it's going to be a Kyle versus Doreed season. And I think somewhere, I've said it before, Lisa Vanderpump is having a lovely glass starting today of Vanderpump Rosé because Vanderpump Rules is doing well. The Valley, which she's a producer on, co-producer, whatever you want to call it, is doing well, well enough. And Vanderpump Villa is killing it. And now Kyle and Doreed are about to go at it on national TV, I think somewhere. And Rinna's fired, I think somewhere. Although Rinna's doing just fine. Miss Vanderpump is having a glass of that Vanderpump Rosé today, darlings. Anyway, it's just David. Listen to our expose, I hate to use that word, expose, of Louis and Teresa on Patreon, which was yesterday. I'm sorry, tree huggers. And I hope you enjoyed me checking in tomorrow. I guess we should have a housewife as a guest tomorrow morning. You want me to have a housewife? Let's head west. I am west. I'm in LA. I can't head any further west. But let's keep it on the West Coast tomorrow. Maybe a housewife, right, guys? Love you all. Have a great day. Bye.